Welcome back. Let us try to understand what is the basic buying processes. Let us get to understand what is the objective of this chapter. First, to understand various steps involved in buying process. Second, the importance of obtaining a quote and procedures involved. The negotiating techniques and steps involved at various stages of negotiation. To gain knowledge and procedures involved prior to release of a purchase order. To understand process and procedures for disposal of surplus and non-conforming materials. Buying process. The step one in buying process is defining what is to be bought. As we explained in the process, once the engineering department provides the input or the component of input for our final product is finalized, the step is what need to buy. That is the first step of buying process. Second, seemingly identical suppliers often offer different bundles of goods and services. To locate, identify those suppliers can offer such products, components or services based on what we decided to buy. Next, the buyer has to determine which particular bundle best meets his objective. So the buyer to decide what to buy, from whom to buy, and what price it is to be bought. So this is where the action of a buying process starts. The next is, some suppliers of production parts and materials offer substantial engineering assistance, which we spoke about at the time of how to buy a product. It is naturally we should see, when identifying a supplier, we need to see the capability of the supplier or vendor, whether he has substantial knowledge on engineering as well as to provide assistance to us time to time. There is wider variation in vendors of suppliers designated product. There are major differences in quality. So what we have to identify is the number of vendors across the similar type of components or inputs. So we have to identify those products, who is the major supplier of such a product and what are the difference in quality between one vendor to another, so to decide upon what based on the buying component which we have decided to buy, so naturally it is associated with that. Let's get into buying process. Price is just one of the four objectives in the buying process. It means we cannot just go when the price is low, that we have to go and buy with the vendor. So there are other four components, total four components, which we can look in detail. One is price. Second, the capability of the vendor to continuation of the supply based on our requirement. Second is consistency of quality. Quality is very critical for any product. So natural, it is all components are coming consistently with the same quality as per our design. And then the last is the relationship between the supplier and the vendor. It should be very cordial, understanding each other's challenges and processes. So naturally, we can extend help on either side. We stated quality is paramount. It means either as an input or an output, the product quality is one of the important factor on anything either we buy or sell. We stated quality is paramount. It means when the quality is very important, natural, the price is linked with that. The price, sale price may be higher because as per the sales representative, quality is higher. It is up to the buyer to determine if the company is offering the quality he really needs. It means if the buyer, before determining to buy from a vendor, he should validate whether the quality is as per our need. Either it is neither higher or lower. So our pricing factors can be appropriately determined. Ideally, the user and specifiers should set the objective quality standard for the purchased item. It means there should be an agreement. There should be a mutual understanding of what really we need, what type of quality standard we are looking for the item which we are purchasing. So it has to be defined well at the time of defining a purchase order. Quality criteria vary from product to product because every product has different parameters to validate the quality and the substance of the product. Ethical suppliers do not try to pass off shoddy products. It means if the supplier follows certain ethical standard, natural his products are as per the quality which we ask for as and meeting our requirement, and he will never supply substandard product to manufacturing services. Restrictive specification. It is very important to give the clear specification explicitly as clearly as possible in writing to avoid to less number of quotes are coming to as a bid. So it is important to maximize number of suppliers to bid for any kind of supply, to negotiate and revalidate the vendor's capability to as per our design and requirement. It is very, very important that if we get less number of bidders, naturally we will be restricting our specification. A number of bidders are again less, so we may go with a substandard procurement of inputs. They allow for a minimum of competition and buyers find it impossible to do a first rate job. It means if we have a less number of bidders and the specification is unclear, that we may not know to get a right vendor and at the right price. We may have again restricting ourselves to go and buy what is available in the market. Purchasing personnel can never relent their efforts to prevent specification from becoming restrictive. So it is clear that a purchasing manager or the executive to provide a clear inputs to our bidding process, so to avoid any kind of improper inputs are reaching, so it is difficult to decide where to buy and when to buy and how to buy. Securing quotes. Securing quotes is an important activity to decide from whom we buy and how much we buy. When the buyer has reviewed specification to make certain that they are as unrestrictive as possible, is ready to solicit quotations from potential supplier. Once, if we are not restricting our specification and give it explicitly to our quotas or vendors, it is natural we get a more number of potential supplier. With new item, buyer try to get at least 3 competitive quotation, provided the item is not proprietary. It is important that we may have to get minimum number of quotes to see and validate or compare with each other, said what is best and where it is available and who is the best price and service and quality related aspects. For the major purchases, it is not uncommon that we may have to go with 6 to 8 quotes, and it is important to validate multiple options before deciding major purchases. When the buyer has difficulty in finding a supplier, he may issue as many as 100 quotes requests. It is possible in some scenarios. Are sourcing quotations. While the buyer should not hesitate to permit any qualified supplier to bid, they obviously cannot permit every possible supplier to quote for every projected purchases. It means there may be some of the products or inputs or components is very specialized or very specific. It is always better to go appropriately with those type of vendors and supplier to restrict number of quotes or not very high to determine who is right supplier for that particular component. Supplier who already have a substantial amount of buyer's business may be dropped temporarily in order to avoid taking too great a percentage of their capacity. There are two risks in that. One is if we restrict with our existing supplier with a large number of business which we are associated with, there are possibility that we may have to drop them temporarily to avoid taking too much of percentage of our input buying from him, and also buying his capacity which may be restricted, and possibility of restricting the one vendor is a risk associated with non-supplies. It is unethical to ask the supplier to prepare quotation when they will not get an order regardless of what price they quote. What it means is we predetermine who is the supplier and decide and ask for multiple quotes and go with whom we have already pre-decided to buy with. So it is naturally an unethical practice that we no purchaser should adopt or follow. Expectations to quotations. What we expect in the quotation? The quotation request should be include the complete specification for the material. As we say, when we ask for a quote, we give a explicit and very clear specification. It is natural that specifications are to be in the code also to reflect appropriately, and the quantity required, which is also indicated as per court requirement, and the tentative delivery schedule. We may sometime ask for schedules also for certain kind of product. It is natural. The court itself should provide the capability of providing that within the time frame we are looking for. Most purchasing departments indicate a deadline for submission of quotation and refuse to consider late bids, because to give a fair treatment to every vendor, it is natural that the courts are asked for a particular day, particular time, so as everybody submitted on time and not accepting anything beyond. So as if the people, those who have submitted on time, been given the chance of getting in the orders. If the supplier return quotations with all the information requested and to take no exception to terms of condition, the buyer is ready to analyze his quotes and select him. More often, supplier propose changes in specification, delivery schedule, purchase terms, and make errors too. Let us little bit understand this particular point. If the supplier return quotation with all the information requested and not taking any exception to the terms and condition, it is natural that we go and the pricing is as per our best price offer from the vendor, is natural we go with them. But sometimes some of the supplier propose changes in the specification delivery schedule, naturally it may end to an error in later stage, so we have to avoid that kind of quotes. Let us discuss about total cost versus price. Bids from competing suppliers may not be comparable even after allowance is made for errors and exceptions to specification. Essentially, three elements of cost are involved in every purchase. What does it mean exactly? The bids coming from a supplier or the competing with another supplier, if it is not comparable with each other, it is natural. How do we evaluate two inputs of quotes so as to decide on what price is right? So there are three elements involved in that. One is actual price charged by the supplier. Second is cost of getting the materials from seller to buyer. This is important input to us. The third element is natural anyway, when the product is received or the component is received in-house, the holding of such material, unless if it is used immediately, the cost is also to be ascertained. If the seller quotes a price that is free on board at buyer's plan, the first two elements are covered. The third element, as I stated earlier, always present, except on items which we don't immediately consume but hold it for future supplies. Let us take some example. Suppose supplier A always delivers on exact date and requested by the buyer. Supplier B has erratic delivery performance. Clearly, the winner is A, then B. So we most of the time evaluate and give weightage of his service as one element. But if B charges prices that are well below those charges of A, it may be most economic source of supply, but cost of doing business with B includes an extra and permanent investment in protective inventory, paperwork, telephone calls, etc. As we stated, if the cost is less and service is poor and we have to hold inventory based on what the service factors of B, naturally we will be spending expenses on other parameters. If A and B charge same price, clearly A is the winner. It is natural we would have selected A. Let us discuss about related to a consignment in certain scenarios. Let us look at two scenarios of supplier A and B and how they respond. So whom we go with naturally as a outcome. Consignment. In the scenario of demand fluctuation, it means there is a demand which is the consumption demand within the manufacturing site is varying. The buyer may look for some options because there is a flexibility required from the supplier to ensure that demand fluctuations are adapted by them appropriately. Look at a scenario number one. If the supplier A reserves additional stock to manage buyer's fluctuation, suppose a supplier or vendor keeps stock adequately at his site for the fluctuation which he may expect from the buyer. So he keeps the inventory at his site at his own investment and cost. Supplier B He has proven record and he is able to adapt to change of demand of supply of the buyer, and he can still ensure supplies. But in this particular scenario, the chance of getting assured supply from A is more than of B if the prices are same. That means the supplier A holds inventory of buyer's variability at his site at his own cost, so as when the need arises, the supplies are reaching to the buyer, so no loss of sale or loss of production at any given time from the buyer's side. So the scenario, in these two scenarios, naturally the option of supplier A would be appropriate. Let us look at how do we analyze the quotes. We get competing suppliers giving their own quotes based on certain parameters followed by them with the standard format which is given. Bids from competing suppliers must be restated on a comparable basis if the purchase decision is to be made objectively. It means if the comparison is not possible, like apple to apple, so the comparison and analysis of quote is invalid. So it is natural in some cases we may have to ask for a very similar standard format from one supplier to another supplier to analyze the quote appropriately. Most of the time price is the common denominator. The value of special services consignment must be addressed in terms of their worth to the buyer and added onto the basis price. So the price is the driver, but still there are certain kind of specialized services which needs a specialized outlook from a supplier. It's natural that we have to analyze those elements as also as part of basic price. The buyer should seek sufficient information from competing suppliers so that bids can be tabulated on a worksheet and analyzed on the comparable basis. We spoke about it a little bit about comparison apple to apple. So it is all the quotes are coming in a standard format which can be compared in tabulated in a worksheet format, so we can validate whether the quotes are appropriate from both or multiple vendors to decide who is the right bidder for our procurement process. If the competing suppliers offer identical packages, this comparison is always easy because both of them giving a very identical input output, like the quantity, the quantity based pricing and also individual pricing, so the comparison is much easier to the buyer from the supplier who is appropriate for buying. What to consider? For most real life major purchases, comparison is not that easy. There are a number of factors to be considered. What it means? Though there are standard set of information, there are other technological capability of individual vendors while we are procuring certain inputs. It is natural that it is very challenging to compare certain quotes to decide who is the right supplier for us. So let us look at some of the elements, not all, at least for some of the elements. Net unit price proposed by various purchase quantities. There are possibility some of the vendor can quote prices differentially for different set of volumes. So it's of a lower volume, the price may be higher. When the volume is higher, the price may be appropriately discounted. Terms of payment. So some of the vendors ask for advance payment, some of the vendors look for credit terms agreed with the buyer. Setup cost and minimum charges, if any. There are possibility for some new product introduction, and that cases there may be certain setup costs at the vendor side which may be different from one to another. So, and we will be looking for which is minimal so as we can go for the best quotes. Cost of any special tools to be purchased by the buyer for use of the supplier. There may be certain scenario where the products to be qualities tested at our site, so we have to validate what are the instrument or equipments to be purchased to validate what the supplier is supplying to us. That investment cost is to be looked at. Unit price cost, if the item is sold on a basis other than free on board buyer's plant. If there is a difference between a price at his gate and or at buyer's plant, there is possibility of logistic cost is not incorporated there. So this kind of variability to be looked at from one vendor to another, so as what is right for us. Other charges, if any, offset by the economic value to the buyer of any special benefits offered by the supplier. There are possibility Some of the supplier can extend their help to ensure the products are tested at our site without having those kind of equipment, which he can provide us to ensure that supplies are as per quality stated in the purchase order. Possible arbitrary allowances for any premium cost that may be incurring in buying from marginal supplier. If we are not very sure about the supplier, there are possibilities at certain kind of allowances, we leave it, so it will end up in later stages some arbitrary issue. Negotiation with bidders. There are many techniques, how to negotiate with various type of vendors, and it is vary from one vendor to another, but there are certain standard rules through which the negotiation process happens in any buying and purchasing process. Let's go one by one. It is unethical to disclose the competitor's bids while we are negotiating with one vendor to another vendor. It is very, very critical that keep the confidential information with one vendor to another, other than certain kind of value-added inputs from one vendor to another. That is one possibility which we can exchange, rather than of sharing the price and other components which is shared by from one vendor to another vendor. The buyer may also feel that all bids are high, including the lowest one. In this case, there are two alternatives. What does it mean? If there is a standard price of a product is X and the quotes from all the vendors are X plus 10, so it's natural that we may have to look at this kind of scenario and looking for negotiation. To ask everyone to recode, there is a possibility that we may ask them to recode because there should be a base price and price cannot go beyond that. That is one possibility of quoting the base price based on the standard which we are looking at. To negotiate directly with the low bidder or the firm to which buyer would like to award the contract. There are two possibilities based on various criteria of the supplier that we can look at the lowest bidder, ask for negotiation and decide the price, or who is good at quality and services and other ethical parameters, we can ask for a renegotiation with them and decide upon what the contract and how the contract can be executed between them and decide upon that terms and conditions. Continuing negotiation with bidders, a buyer may feel that it is advantageous to give preference to a certain supplier because of, yes, it happens in real life scenario, we may be preferring certain type of supplier despite some of the supplier are lesser in quote, but without proving their capability. One of the element, how do we validate those type of vendor, is whether the particular supplier is reciprocating whatever the need and correction and exchanging technological inputs time to time. So he is reciprocating with each other. So it is natural in that scenario we may give preference to certain vendor. Proximity of the suppliers to plant. It is always possible some of the suppliers be very close to your plant. So the lead time of getting supplies, assurance of availability of inputs and validation of the production status at supplier's end, looking at working process at his place, so have assurance of the quality related matters in later stage. A history of favorable relation with a particular supplier. There would be possible certain suppliers would have been developed by us as a process of developing new supplier, so he would have associated with it a long time, so it is possible that he will be still favorable considering all other parameters which succeeds this kind of supplier. Belief that a particular supplier will be the lowest cost producer in the long run and be the greatest contributor to the buyer's cost reduction program and new product efforts. There are possible lot of processes and procedures are embedded with the existing supplier and try to optimize his cost of produce and production, so he would be in a position to offer a better price. He is consistently working on those parameters. It is natural in long run he will still continue to give the best price and so on. Our effort of managing our prices at the market is optimal. Reducing quotations. The buyer does not give up if the lowest bidder flatly refuses to reduce his quotation. If he is still convinced that the supplier's price is too high, the buyer may take following actions. We talked about it. There are possibility there is a standard price of a product, but all the quotes are the highest, but still the lowest quote is higher than the market price. So it is possible to negotiate with those kind of buyers to improve upon our relationship as well as to efficiency of getting the right product and the right price. Solicit bids from new untried supplier. There are possibility, if that is a scenario, we may look from new, further developing new supplier and get the new quotes and review whether we can induct that kind of new supplier based on our supplier selection process. Suggest that the item be made in the plant rather than bought out from other outside supplier. There are possibility some of the inputs can be made within the site, and there is a rare capacity available, and cost of making is much cheaper than of sourcing or procuring from outside. This scenario can be evaluated in such cases. Propose that high priced components be designed out of the product. That means the search of substitute such as aluminium, copper or steel. There are possibility some of the components at the initial stage of introducing a new product may be higher in price to ensure ensure and avoid any kind of failures. Subsequently, after working on those products and established in the market, there can be further research to reduce certain kind of components to better and designing it out those products and looking for certain substitute to ensure the cost is overall maintained optimally. Buyer's concession. What is buyer's concession? If the supplier will be willing to outprice us, if the buyer in turn makes certain concession. What this means? If the supplier can offer a better price, if we offer certain counter offers. So this kind of process is called renegotiation process. How do we give concession? What terms and conditions we can go for a concession? How it can be benefited, and win-win situation between the buyer and seller. Few of them. We can engage with a long-term contract with the bidder so as we can negotiate better for concession, like pricing or holding the inventory at his sites and only supply when it is required, it is like just in process. Changes in specification or design that permit the item to be adapted to the supplier's manufacturing process. As we stated in the previous slide, that we may look for certain components can be substituted with higher efficiency, but at the same time lower cost by proven record of performance of those products. It is natural that we can work with the supplier and see whether he is capable of doing that certain substitute product or components at his site. Additional business or similar items to permit grouping of shipments and production. There are possibility the cost of serving you certain components may be higher due to some logistics activity or certain holding activity. It is possible that we can group certain kind of other components with this particular product items. So it is natural that the supplier can give some concession at the time of supplying the product at a better price. Contra-cycling buying. Buying during stock season. What is contra-cycling? Let us get into a little more detail. There are possibility all components or all our requirements are not static. Some of the products are highly seasonal, and it is possible that we may procure those kind of inputs based on that time in which the products are being sold or prior to it. So it is always better to negotiate with the vendor that he consistently supply the total demand throughout the period. Even lean period, we continue to supply those inputs which we will be holding in our site, and then subsequently the demand fluctuations are managed based on the seasonal inputs. So it is the concession which we can look for with the seller, so the buyer can look for certain concession, so the price can be optimized. Fixed price item. If the purchased material industry price, the buyer usually is wasting time if he tries to negotiate. Suppose if there is a bearing which costs 10 rupees across all the market, it is meaningless to spend time and negotiate the price for less than 10 rupees. It is natural that companies and resources and time is wasted, and significant time of our purchasing process is wasted on unproductive activity. Supplier is selling the identical item to many customers. Other sellers are also selling the identical item. In this kind of scenario, It is not possible to the supplier to reduce the price, because if he cut the price for you, it is unethical when he is supplying to other buyers, so it is discriminating. But this kind of scenario is possible if there is a long-term association with him. Some of the buyer's concession can be worked out with this, so the supplier and buyer can be in a win-win situation. Fixed price items. In spite of this, buyer can negotiate prices as follows. It means if there are possibility, there is a fixed price, but still we can negotiate prices for following conditions and reasons. Become a unique user with the changes in specification. We can modify certain specification in the items which become very unique for us. So naturally, that kind of specification adapted by us only. It means a bearing supplier can also incorporate the OEM's brand name in his pack. It is natural there will be more buyer other than us for reconsumption of or repairing and maintenance. It is in that kind of scenario it is possible that we can negotiate prices. Negotiate payment terms. It is possible that we can negotiate the payment terms from lesser than what we normally ask for, so that he can get the cost benefit out of it, so he can pass on that box to us. Use concealed discounts by both price fixed and non-price fixed item from the same supplier and deduct the discount from prices of non-priced fixed item. As we stated, grouping the products which are standard and non-standard. If the price of the standard is fixed and we can negotiate for the prices which are non-fixed and group it so as he get overall benefit of servicing at a better price. Use vendor inventory. It is possible that vendor can maintain such an inventory which are not used. It is not optional. It is not optimized by him. So we can negotiate and buy those products and keep it in our hand for subsequent uses. Obtain quantity discount. We stated if we go for a long-term contract, look for a larger volume. It is natural that we can ask discounts for that kind of fixed price items. Adjust packaging and shipping. So it is possible, instead of looking for individual unit packing, we can look for a bigger packing and bigger shipment, because it is only an input to us and it is not to be sold as an independent output. It is natural that the pricing can come lesser than the individual packs, so we will get a benefit passed on to us. Get extra services. The price is same, but we can ask for certain extra services. For an example, he can quote the stock and get service wherever it is required. It can be serviced directly to other plants, other warehouses, or to our customer in case of certain kind of repairs and maintenance. It is natural that it is possible that we can ask that extra support from the supplier on fixed price items.